Good afternoon. A weak cold front is passing through interior New York and New England today. As a result, temperatures on the whole not quite as mild as yesterday. We'll also have some clouds passing through from time to time, and mostly cloudy skies will dominate the area for a while today. As a result, temperatures across the northern half of New York and New England will remain in the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs, while along the I-90 corridor, most places should reach the upper 40s to around 50, and where the front takes longest to move through, in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, temperatures will be well into the 50s. The wind behind the front will shift around to the west and become gusty at times 10 to 20 miles per hour. This will drive in colder air for tonight as high pressure builds in. Low temperatures will be back into the 20s. A nice rebound for the day tomorrow with a return to sunshine and that same high pressure center in control. High temperatures back towards seasonable levels but still above normal with readings in the upper 30s and lower 40s. That same high pressure will hang on into the day on Tuesday, so a sunny start, allowing high temperatures to reach into the lower 40s before a front approaches from the Great Lakes, producing clouds and the chance of a late-day shower. Showers will be around on Tuesday night, but behind the front, temperatures will surge even higher through the middle of the week. Readings under a mix of sun and clouds will be back into the lower 50s on Wednesday as that front pushes back to the north. A deeper storm system will work its way out of the middle of the country and into the Great Lakes for the end of the week. We'll be on the milder side of the storm, and temperatures will be in the mid-50s with the chance of a shower on Thursday. And as the front approaches Friday and into the weekend, we do run the risk of a chance of showers both days, but high temperatures will remain in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across northwestern Texas. The system that brought widespread heavy precipitation to California and portions of the southwest will continue to weaken as it tracks eastward into the central and southern high plains. Still, enough instability will be present to produce showers and thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms will be in an environment with enough shear to produce strong wind gusts and hail. Meanwhile, rain and higher elevation snow remains in the forecast for parts of California, the Great Basin, and the southwest. Farther north, multiple waves embedded within an upper-level low will move into the northwest and northern Rockies, producing rain and high-elevation snow from the coast into parts of the northern Rockies. Heavy snow will be possible for some of the higher elevations of the Cascades, the Sierras, the Sawtooth, the Maguyan Rim, and central Rockies. A plume of moisture will stream into California, bringing another round of heavy rainfall to portions of central California. Rain and high elevation snow will develop over parts of central and southern California once again. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 12 at Mammoth Lakes, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy, upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 36 degrees, the low 18. The record high 66 set in 1981, the record low 7 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m., sunset this evening 5:32 p.m., 10 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy today, with highs in the mid to upper 50s, partly cloudy tonight in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid 40s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny near 40. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday, a late-day shower, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Wednesday. Partly sunny with a shower possible Thursday in the mid-50s. A chance of showers Friday and Saturday with highs both days in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.